Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you're tuning in, it's the weekend, and we're glad that you make time to join us and learn a little bit about what's going on in the barbecue world and maybe some other nonsense that Barbecue Bob and I chat about. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Heavy on the nonsense. Welcome right? to the show. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. It's getting to be those cool mornings, so it's like the perfect time to fire up a smoker for the day. Because there's something about going out in the cool weather and with a cup of coffee, pouring a charcoal in, getting that baby lit, whatever you're smoking on, because there's all sorts of devices, right? We all love the one we have.
Right.
And we all want one better.
Right. You're talking about your wife or are you talking about a smoker?
Oh,
there,
my
Bob?
Goodness. No, I'm talking about a smoker.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't do any better on a wife.
Right.
I married up.
You're right. Yeah.
We all know that. Is that what you said? You're a jerk. Thanks. Welcome to the show of the Grilling Guys and a Jerk.
Yeah.
So today, Mr. Jop, what's new in equipment is what we're going to do, and we're going to talk to some people from around the country that have some very, very cool stuff. I think you're going to be having more fun than me.
Yeah, you know, in doing a little research for this, I reached out to one of our friends of the show who's been real supportive of our GI barbecue, a gentleman by the name of Mark Hillman, a very good friend of yours, and he owns a company called American Barbecue Systems, and he's got some stuff down there that I'm researching just for size-wise and functionality because I'm in the middle of designing my next client's outdoor cooking area and outdoor entertainment area. And
you got to be dead nuts on when you do that because
they're
spending a lot of money. You don't want to show up and have them go, yeah, it wasn't really what I was looking for.
Right, exactly. So we've seen this unit. I've actually been to Mark's facility down there in Olathe, Kansas, and earlier this spring.
Suburb of Kansas City.
Yeah, yep. And but anyway, so we'll be talking a little bit about that as we get through this because this one is a capability of smoking as a pellet smoker as well as charcoal and wood.
Yeah, it's called the Cube. If you go to ABS, American Barbecue Systems online, I think it's abs.com or
right.
American Barbecue Systems on. I don't know what their website is. I'm sorry. It's easy to find. If you just do ABS smokers, they'll pop right up.
And it's a barbecue is what this unit's called. And I'm liking it a lot just because of the versatility and the flexibility. It's compact. It's only about 3 foot by 3 foot, but
yeah,
has
it's like a
big
giant,
capacity.
Yeah, it's like it looks like a box that maybe a small refrigerator came in.
Right.
And you can do, goodness sakes, I think there's 4 or 5 racks on the thing. You
right.
can do maybe 30 racks of ribs.
Yep, it says 24 on there,
okay.
And then, you know, you can get a dozen pork shoulders on it if you need to.
But the cool thing is you can, if you get sick of doing charcoal, or if you want to do an extended burn and you know you're going to be sleeping, it's got a drop-on pellet box so you can finish off your cook with pellets.
Right.
Or if you want to switch to pellets someday, you can switch to pellets.
Right, a lot of versatility in that, and it's compact enough that it doesn't take over your area.
Good luck with that. That's going to be a fun project.
Yeah, this one is fun. This will be the first one I've ever done where I'm actually building it inside a structure. And because this guy happens to live on a lake, we get a lot of wind from the southwest, so he wants to shield the wind when the weather's not good and in the winter. So we're going to drop
vinyl sides
to keep the wind off the thing. So I got to put a vent hood in this one. So I got to figure out airflow and how close and how far away to keep that stuff. And so there's a little bit more logistics
on this
one.
It's going to be tricky. You're going to want a high CFM hood, that's for sure.
You're right.
Because you're going to be fighting barometric pressure differences and all kinds of things.
Crosswinds
and
all that. Yeah, exactly.
You might have to consult Hughes Aircraft or something.
Yeah, or
Howard Hughes.
Somebody that knows more than I do, right? Yeah, but that's always
good. Opens it right up.
Yeah.
So I've got some big news, too.
What's
I came to a critical decision in this point in my life. You know, I just turned 60, and I'm looking forward to my next phase. And I've had it in my mind that when I retire, I want to, of course, never really retire.
Right.
So I want to have something that I can have fun doing, and I plan on doing barbecue. Well, I decided that I'm starting my barbecue catering company right now so that I can do a soft launch and just slow roll it and build it up as market demands and as I have time, you know, because time constraints are a biggie.
Sure.
It takes a lot of time to cook a lot of food. So it, anyway, you can check it out on Facebook. It is called Great Lakes BBQ. Go on Facebook and take a peek at my initial little jaunt under the Facebook realm and give it a like and check us out. If you do want to do an event, just message me and we'll chat. I've got my price list already. It'll be published in the next few days, but I've had a lot of help actually from Matt at Pit Stop.
Well, he knows that's what he does for a living. Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
He's encouraging me. He's saying, you got to do it. So I'm excited. I do enough of these jobs.
That's what I was going to say, Bob, is this is not new for you. You're just kind of formalizing the plan around
it. I'm
going to
give
it
a name instead of just saying, hey, can Bob do it for you?
Because, I mean, you're this summer you did a dozen of them. And from 12 people to 600.
Well, right? You've done your share, too.
Yeah. So it's not one of those things. And we haven't negotiated my title, my ownership percentage, or my fee, but I'm sure I'll be involved with it. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be involved at some level when the smoking gets hot. But good for you, man. I mean, how fun is that? It's something that you're absolutely passionate about, and you've got an opportunity to turn it into a little business
and get it going before you retire.
And
it feels better. Making it more of a legitimate business, getting the licensing and going through all the stuff instead of just saying, oh, it's just something, some quirky, weird thing I do. No, it's when I do it, people are very happy. They love the food and they come back and tell me over and over and they keep hiring me every year. And it's like, okay, I think this thing has legs and enough people do it. A lot of people do it poorly. So why not do it a little bit better than those doing it poorly?
Yeah, and you know what I'm looking forward to the most is I know how you roll, so there is a small commercial kitchen in your future, which your buddy Jop might be able to borrow when he's doing these things, too.
I've already got it lined up.
Yeah,
I'll take you over there and show you.
I know. So this should be a lot of fun.
Great. I see. You're piggybacking. You don't want a title. Just you'll let me off the hook by using the kitchen.
Right.
We'll make that happen.
See how quick that happened?
We'll make
right
that
there?
Happen. That it might cost you a beer, though.
Well, I got one for you, always. You know that. But anyway, well, good, man. That's kind of cool. We've got some big tailgates coming up in the fall. And
well, there goes that kitchen right off the bat.
I was going to say, let's break that bad boy in because I know that we've got we're actually doing Michigan State in early October down in Ann Arbor. And then we're also going to be doing Michigan State Notre Dame here in about 3 weeks.
And I have tickets to the game afterwards.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't go because I'm not standing there and cleaning up after we're doing a tailgate for
200.
Yeah. All right. We'll work it out. But anyway, if you let's solicit for your first customer, Bob. We've got dates opened for Michigan and Ohio State, and you've got Michigan State and Ohio State, which are big tailgates that the Great Lakes Barbecue does not have a gig for yet.
No, but the grilling guys do those gigs anyway, so you can go either way.
Yeah,
I think if you're smart, you'll take both of us. It's the same price.
Yeah, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Well, coming up next, Bob, we're going to dive into some new equipment that you found on the marketplace and tell our listeners a little bit about it, and it might be something that you want, or you might learn enough to say, you know what, that's not for me. So we are the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're here with you every weekend, and we appreciate you listening in. So coming up next, it's R&V Works Outdoor, a Cajun deep fryer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com. Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Contact Lieben, Klaus and Globen.
Alright. I got something to say.
I do have something to say. Welcome back to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob and I are going to cover some equipment now. There's always new gadgets, grills, and the like on the market. And Barbecue Bob did a little research this week. What'd you come up with, brother?
Well, I got excited about doing outdoor fryers because I have that Timber Ridge that mm-hmm. I used to pimp along with Jeff Foxworthy. And I haven't used it much in the last couple of years just because there's so much stuff on my deck. It's like I have to dig grills out of the way and get it out. So I finally moved it over to its own little special place. And now it's out of the way, so I can just pull the cover off, fire it up, pour the oil in, boom. So I'm now going to leave the oil in for all fall because that we're living in the basement, right?
Yes.
Like, you can buy anything and throw it in there, and you can have dinner in minutes.
Right.
Maybe not so healthy, but, oh, man. I did French fries last night in it. We had a bunch of people over. Our little friend Christina from Spain, España.
Oh, yeah.
She's going
Libby's
home.
Libby's friend, right.
Yep, she's going home. And she wanted to get some barbecue for me before she went home. So yeah. I sent her and Livy to the store to get some steaks and chicken and stuff. And she's a meat eater.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, they all love fries. So I fired up my Timber Ridge and put a bunch of fries in, frozen, of course. I don't bother cutting them. And they're way better than the fresh ones for some weird reason. I pulled them out, and I kept them in the strainer. And I let them drain for a minute, and then I hit them with a bunch of coarse sea salt and freshly flaked Parmesan. Oh, my gosh. That is crazy good. A little garlic salt's a good substitute with a powderized Parmesan, too. That actually sticks a little better, but I couldn't find the powdered stuff, so I used a real.
So stepping back a little bit, this Timber Ridge is an outdoor deep fryer.
Yeah, it's a console that has wheels on it, and so it's a basket. It's got the burner. It's got a strainer. It's got a filter, so when you want to take your oil out, you just put your jugs underneath this hose, and you turn the filter on, and it just screens all the junk out of it. I mean, 95% of any solids are gone.
Right.
Clean enough that you can restore the oil, and it's just fine.
Yep.
So online, I thought it was so cool. I thought, well, let's see who's still making those, because Timber Ridge doesn't anymore. And a company called R&V Works Outdoor makes one, and it's a knockoff. It looks just like it. They might have bought the molds for it, but it's called the Cajun Deep Fryer with Stand. It's $3.99 online. Bayou Classics has a 9-gallon fryer. Yeah, three baskets. It's the big triple that Timber Ridge used to do, but Bayou Classics knocked that off in stainless, probably over in China, and it's $3.79 in stainless. I'm sure it's a really light grade crappy stainless for $379. But,
yeah,
but it's available.
But so these things, how much oil does it take to put in one of these things to get it going so you can cook in it? The one you have,
I think mine takes like 3 gallons, 4 gallons.
Okay, so you're using what, peanut oil?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's a good thing because the second load I put in had a bunch of ice on it. These fries have been in my freezer for a while.
Yeah.
So that, you know, just they
crystallized.
They
a little
did.
Bit. Yep.
And when I poured it in, that oil came, and it was too big a load of fries. That oil came bubbling right over the top, which is why I have this big pan under it.
Right, we had that. You had
and
that
it's,
made.
And it's, yep. And it's in the dirt anyway. I have it behind the garage. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it's in a great spot for any oil. Can't hurt a thing. I threw some sawdust on it because I got lots of that right now.
Yeah, and it sounds like maybe lots of oil on the ground. But so there's a fundamental right there that's worth a 10-second rabbit trail, and that is measure the displacement of what you're putting in your oil before you fill your deep fryer with oil. Kind of like we do this at Thanksgiving when you deep fry a turkey, set it in there and fill it in water and then figure out how much you need.
With this, it's easy because it has a line. What made it froth so much was all that extra crystal in there, that ice, you know, because it creates a little hydrogen
oil and water.
Bomb.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it so it got me there. But the other thing that you would like is an outdoor bar, and you build them for people. But when I was in Montana helping my buddy set up his store out there recently, he showed me a bar he built. He bought a kit from Home Depot for like $75 for an outdoor bar. Well, I took a look at it, and it was pretty, well, let's just say you could build it for $10 if you just went to the lumberyard. Okay, 20.
Yeah.
And you could make it better. So it's basically just basic 2x4 framing. And 2x4 framing on the top. This hinges the side so you can fold it up and put it away, which I guess is smart for the winter. But what he did then,
if you want to quit drinking.
Yeah. Sure. Forget it. So what he did was he put some corrugated on it.
Metal?
He took that $75 bar and made it look like a $400 bar with a little corrugated steel.
Right.
And so I just think that's a really nice way to do it. So instead of buying the kit, you could get a couple planks of synthetic decking for your top
because
you want a top that'll hold the weather. And then just use maybe womanized for your framing. Put that corrugated around it, any configuration you want. And I'll bet you for $200, you could build one heck of a nice outdoor bar. If you were smart, you'd run those posts up, and you could put corrugated, you could make a little shed roof over it too, so you actually had a shaded area.
Yeah, and run a little electricity to it and put a light out there. And
bunkhouse.
Yeah, I mean, these are the it's funny that
side by side.
Yeah, it's funny that you say this because the most recent outdoor kitchen that we finished, the back of the grill island, I made an L shape where I had a smoker on one side, the grill on the other, and an L shaped cooking area separate from the bar. And we put that corrugated metal on the back of that and trimmed it out with barnwood, actually, and then it sealed the barnwood. But barnwood's barnwood, right?
Right.
It's been outside its whole life.
Right.
So we trimmed it out in barnwood with that. It was just a really cool look, that corrugated metal with the barnwood trimmed all out.
How'd you cut that corrugated?
Actually, we bought it cut, but with you got to be careful with it because tin snips will bend it.
Yes.
And the guys did a little fabrication with it with a Sawzall. Because they had to cut some electrical outlets.
Well, that was my point. If you like doing stuff like this, I'm putting some of that on my over my bay windows, and I'm building some cool little shed roofs I'll show you over the garage doors and stuff. And I'm really a fan of that. And years ago, I was involved in the HVAC business, so I've still got friends in it. And I know they have these little electric devices called nibblers.
Yep.
And they work beautifully. Well, I found online this morning and ordered, or actually it was last night, a little device that goes on your drill. It's $39. It was advertised on Facebook, actually. And it hooks on your drill, and it's a little nibbler. And you ought to see that thing cut metal. I'm going to try it out. I ordered one.
Yep.
But if you're going to do one of these outdoor bars or grill areas and you want to do it in corrugated, you don't have to pay for custom cutting or anything like that. For $39, you'll always be able to buzz up some metal. And if you're a guy that works in your garage and has little projects, cutting sheet metal can be really
It's sharp. It's awkward. It dents.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
the pros use nibblers. So here's a cheap one for your drill. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
So anyway, we've got a couple outdoor fryers there. Now, when you're using this thing, Bob, Typical up to that 350 to get that oil ready for
right where you want to be.
Anywhere,
right
anything you want to put in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, you had brought up something else you found online that you wanted to mention, and I said, well, we'll do it in the fifth segment. But we were talking about, you know, you had something you wanted to bring up. I think it was choosing the right kind of grill and how to do that. Tell us what to do.
Yeah, you know, when we work with people and they want an outdoor kitchen, there's a series of questions that I ask them before I kind of make a recommendation, right? First is, how many people do you cook for? That's a fundamental question, right? And then, what kind of food do you want to cook? Ran into a guy last week that we're starting to work with that he likes big quantity, man. He said, I want to be able to do 20 racks of ribs. Well, that's a completely different kind of equipment than a guy that's in his backyard that wants to do two or three for his family. You know, important that we know that. And what do you like to cook? Are you a carnivore? Do you do vegetables? What? Because I got to set this thing up
tofu?
The right way. Right, could be. You know what? You've eaten grilled tofu and liked it, so get off that, brother. You know, and how often do you use this thing? Is because if you're using it two or three times a week, I'm taking you a higher quality unit than if you're using one
right.
that's once every couple weeks.
That's a big factor right there.
Because every penny you spend is worth it.
Yeah, if you're going to get out there once a month, just go to the big box and buy that Chi-Com stuff.
Yeah, and are you going to put it somewhere when you're not using it, or is it going to stay there? Where it's at. So do we need some sign of protection over it, or do we need to hardwire the gas or the fuel that we bring to it? And then, you know, what are you, if you store it for the off season, where are you going to store it? Because it might impact the size of the unit that I get with what you got to store. But anyway, those are just some real common questions that we go through, and based on those answers, it'll take us in a direction. Speaking of high quality grills, we have the highest quality grill. Guy by the name of Russ Falk, which is their chief barbecue expert for the Kalamazoo Grill Company. He's on the line with us, Nick, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Welcome back. You listen to The Grillin' Guys on The Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. This show's all about the new equipment that's on the market, and if you're going to talk equipment, you might as well go right to the top. All right, Bob, and on the grilling line right now, we've got a guy whose title is the Chief Product Designer and Grill Master for the legendary Kalamazoo Grill Company. Russ Falk, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, you know what? We're doing well. Thank you.
Excellent.
So, Russ, this is Bob. Nice to have you on the show. I've been speaking with Brad at your headquarters. You guys are actually headquartered in Chicago nowadays, but when I first ran into you 15 or 20 years ago at one of the HPBA shows, you were still based out of Kalamazoo, and it was the old original company, and your line was somewhat antiquated compared to what it is now. So why don't you tell us what's happened with that product in the last 10 years?
Oh, sure, sure. And, you know, everything is still produced in Kalamazoo, and I'm sitting in my office at the factory today, so I am talking to you from Michigan today. You know, since 2005, we have been really working in earnest to improve everything we do. And, you know, from those older days, not a single product we make today is the same as it was then. Everything's been completely redesigned, and we have a lot of exciting new products since then as well, including the Gaucho Grill and our new Gravity Feed Charcoal Smoker.
One thing that excites me, I used to hang out with my buddy Danny at Backyard Barbecue in Willamette, Illinois. And Dan Marguerite, yeah, he's a really sharp fellow and loves the Kalamazoo Grill. He used to cook, and he and I together, when we'd host these parties in his patio, would cook on your hybrid. Tell everybody how that hybrid works.
Sure, I like to think of our hybrid fire grill as the best gas grill on the planet. It is a seriously powerful gas grill, but it also cooks with charcoal and wood. And you can use the charcoal, wood, and gas in any combination you
That's
like.
The cool thing.
It has a drawer system that we call the Hybrid Fire Grilling Drawer. And that drawer can be left empty for cooking with just gas on a, you know, let's say it's a Tuesday night for the family. Or on Saturday when you want to make a bigger deal out of it, that is where you put the charcoal and wood. The burners are down below the drawer, and they'll get that fire started for you.
Yeah,
you can leave the burners on, which is something I like to do. I just put in a thin load of charcoal so I get that charcoal flavor and heat characteristic. I just leave the burners running on low to supplement the heat. But if you're a charcoal purist, you can use those burners to get the charcoal fire going and then turn the burners off and have a pure charcoal cooking experience.
So let's
Same
talk
goes for wood.
So let's talk about your Gaucho.
It is it is a very fun grill to cook on, yes.
I bet. I'm so jealous.
It is an Argentinian-style grill, or if you're from Southern California, you might think of it as a Santa Maria-style grill. It is, unlike the hybrid fire grill, this is not a gas grill. It is optimized for wood fire cooking. It does have a powerful gas burner system for starting your fire. It's actually 50,000 BTUs just to get your fire going. So a strong wood fire is going in about 5 minutes. But the real treat of using this grill is both the grill grates and the rotisserie system can raise and lower above the fire. So you can go way up high for gentle indirect heat, and you can come way down low close to the fire for intense searing heat or anything in between. And, of course, like any live fire, you can also offset your cooking fire laterally. So you've got the ultimate in control.
And how long have you made it?
I believe the Gaucho Grill we've been shipping for about 2.5 years.
Because I saw one in Reichland's backyard. So now I'm pretty jealous.
He is a big fan of the Gaucho, that is for sure. Yeah. That's probably our favorite product, his favorite product that we make.
So if you're looking at this, and I've got it pulled up online right now, and by the way, Russ, where can people find and take a look at your equipment?
You can go to KalamazooGourmet.com. You right. can also find us on Facebook at Kalamazoo Grills or Instagram at Kalamazoo Grills.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this Gaucho. It looks just like a regular gas grill, with the exception is there's like a boat lift on this thing, right? If you can picture the big wheel that's on the edge of a boat lift, and it raises and lowers that grating where you're going to be cooking your food, and the fire beds below it. Ingenious. And I think that's your temperature control, because you've got a real wood fire there. You're just raising and lowering the grates to get the different levels of heat.
And they've
correct?
Been doing that in Argentina for probably at least a century.
Yeah.
So that style is very common down there.
Yeah, we did not invent the Argentinian style grill by any means, but we certainly did modernize it. And I'm not aware of any other grill like this that has a motorized rotisserie system that moves up and down with the grill rack. So it's a lot of fun for a whole set.
That's really cool.
I love to put a big full slab of beef plate ribs on the spit and do it over the fire. It's amazing.
Wow, that does sound amazing.
That's a cool combination, man. So what other product, you've got one other really hot product right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, as of this past February, we began selling one of my favorite projects, our Gravity Feed Charcoal Smoker.
Right.
And what I love about Gravity Feed Smokers is how efficient they are and how simple they are, but they just work amazing. There is a vertical column of charcoal as part of a sealed system, and it's sealed such that only the bottom inch and a half or so of charcoal gets any air. So that's all that can burn.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Russ Falk from Kalamazoo Grills in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Kalamazoo Grills is by far the ultimate grill, the most premium. It is the Rolls Royce of grills. There's nothing better on the planet, bar none. I don't care if your friend makes them or not. This is the most ultimate custom piece in the world, and I'm not blowing smoke. That's a fact. And your stainless work is beautiful. You make an artisan pizza oven. Tell us about that.
Sure. The pizza oven is just a lot of fun to use. We have optimized it for making Neapolitan-style pizza, but it can do a lot more than that. But what that means is you're able to cook a pizza in less than 2 minutes. It's very quick to preheat, easy to control, and just turns out fabulous pizzas. It's a great tool to have at your disposal for a party.
Is that all refractory heat, or is there some kind of convective action with that?
It is primarily refractory. It is also, in large part, radiant heat from that big open flame in the back. But we have a composite material lining the ceiling that will hold heat and help you brown the toppings. And then we have a hollow core ceramic-type material for the cooking deck, and the pizzas go directly on that cooking
deck.
What
temperature would that thing typically want to perk along at?
In the neighborhood of 850 degrees.
Wow. Yeah.
You better not be paying attention to your pizza with that.
Yeah.
You do have to pay attention.
I've burned a few on Chef Schultz.
In about 90 seconds.
Yeah.
So Russ, being the chief product designer, what's on the horizon? Anything cool that you're working on that you can disclose?
We are working on a few cool things. Nothing I can disclose, but we do have a new line of cabinetry that we've announced, and we're very well known for our stainless steel, but this new line of outdoor kitchen cabinetry combines ipe wood, real wood, uh-huh, with stainless steel, and it's a beautiful aesthetic that people will be able to start using in their outdoor kitchen designs very soon.
Well, yeah. Jop and I both want you to know that we really think you have the best job in the world, and we hate you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Please do, because good for you, Russ, and thanks for making time for us, because I know you're busy there in your workshop creating the next and greatest barbecue tool and equipment that is going to hit the market, and we're excited to see it every time you guys come out with something.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you guys.
Yeah. Well, next time I head down to Bell's, I'm gonna give you a call.
Sounds good. I may be swinging by there tonight.
There you go.
Thanks. All right. Thanks so much. We'll see you again, Russ. Russ Falk, Kalamazoo Grills, Jop.
I tell you what, they're pricey, right? I mean, let's be honest with everybody. They're pricey, but they're worth every penny. If you're in that category where you like luxury items and you're willing to understand the value of them, then the Kalamazoo Grill Company, the Kalamazoo Gourmet, is right up your alley.
When I first cooked on them over at Dan Marguerite's place in Chicago, I thought they were ridiculously overpriced.
Right.
And then I cooked on them, and I said, okay, I see why people buy them.
Right. Coming up next, a little Latin touch. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That's a little Latin. Thanks, Bri, for bringing us back with that. Barbecue Bob, you got a new friend this week, and let's talk a little bit about what's going on here.
That's right. A little Ricky Martin for the Latin Touch. And on the grilling line right now, we've got Matt Masters, the ultimate Latin Touch from Miami, Florida. Welcome on the Grilling Guys show, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
How's that for some bumper music?
I like it. That'll
work. Yeah, so Matt has a company called Latin Touch, and Jop, you and I over the years have talked to people who use China boxes, only we've been saying it wrong, and he's got a product that's called La China, and tell us all about this product.
Absolutely. The La Caja China is a product that was first kind of witnessed, I guess, in Cuba. The legend has it that it was during the building of the railroads. That a bunch of laborers had come over from China, and after work, they would kind of congregate around these makeshift boxes. And what they would do that was unusual was that instead of grilling on top of the flame, they would basically put their hog or whatever they were cooking inside the box. They would set up wood or coals above the box and kind of cook with the indirect heat, almost like a giant pressure cooker. So you fast forward a number of years, and a Cuban family that emigrated here to South Florida in the 1980s was looking at a way to do their hog roast for the holidays, which is very traditional. And the grandfather in the family mentioned, well, you know what? I saw this style of cooking when I was younger that always fascinated me, and kind of ran through the process with his son. So his son took the idea and got to work trying to develop it. He was able to do it. And now, all these years later, we have a very successful product. It's amazing for roasting whole hog, lamb, venison, anything of that nature. You can do it in 4 hours rather than 10 or 12 or sometimes more on a spit or in a big smoker. And it's been featured all over the place. Martha Stewart, Andrew Zimmern, and Bobby Flay, the New York Times, Food Network, et cetera, et cetera.
So we're always talking about smoking and grilling. And when you think about throwing a hog into a stainless box and just pounding it with heat, it sounds like it might be suffering a little bit of that smoke flavor and stuff. But in reality, what you're doing is you're rubbing and injecting before you throw it in the box.
Yeah, all the seasoning, everything that you want to get done is done prior. So you usually want to have it overnight sitting in marinade. You're going to inject it every 3 inches or so with a nice liquid marinade. Then you're going to give it a nice dry rub on top. A nice heavy coat of salt, and you're basically good to go at that point. Once it's in the box, you're going to cook it, what we call ribs up, for the first 3 hours or so. So you get that heat right on the open area of the meat that allows it to cook through pretty well. You flip it over, you score the skin with a knife to render the fat, and then in that last hour, they get what's called the chicharrón, which is the crispy skin on top, which is always the coup de grace that everybody's waiting for at the end of the process. So all in all, about 4 hours It's pretty amazing.
In the Carolinas, they call that crackling.
Yes, crackling, exactly.
So I would think, I mean, I'm not a fan of whole hog just because I've done them, and I don't think my product tastes as good as when I smoke, you know,
right,
individual cuts. Like, I do a lot of butts. Most of us do a lot of butts. Mm-hmm. And you can control, you can rub, you can inject, you can have a controlled product, whereas with a whole hog, you know, your ribs are done in 3 hours, and the rest of the hog takes 10. Or you're,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So I've never been a big fan of that. And I also don't like all the renderings and that, having
right
to handle it. It's a mess when you're trying to serve. But I understand that's a cultural thing too. And people like doing pickings where they get the hog on a big table and people just pull off a piece for themselves. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you this La Hachina, how do you say it?
La Caja.
La Caja.
C-A-J-A, yeah. The
okay, C-A-J. Okay, La Caja, Jaina. I'm going from memory. And I learned that you call it China instead of China. So we had a great conversation about your culture and all this. And you live in Miami, so I take it your family is Cuban.
Yes, my mother's side of the family.
Your mother's side.
In Cuba in the 60s, yeah.
Well, you generally get your good cooking from your mother anyway, right? In Latin cultures, I'd say the men were way ahead of a lot of other cooking. It's like Argentina and all these places, the men did a lot of the meat.
Yeah, it's very common because there's so much pride that goes into it, especially when it comes to the meat and the grilling. Like you said, it's a huge part of the culture there in throughout the Caribbean and Central and South America. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So Matt, this is Jop. Let me ask you a question here. So this, I'm looking online, and by the way, you can find information about these at shoplatintouch.com, S-H-O-P, latintouch.com. And I'm looking on here, and it appears to me that this is a stainless steel box, and you're putting the meat on grates, then laying right on the bottom of the box, then you put a coal bed on top of it. How do I keep the meat from getting all covered with the ash?
You've got a solid pan that's going to separate the where the coals are from the interior of the unit. So you've got...
it's like a Dutch oven job.
Typically, a pan that goes below that'll hold the renderings. You got two steel racks, like you mentioned, to hold the pig or whatever you're roasting, butterflied inside. And then at the top, there's a solid steel pan. And then above that is what they call the charcoal grid, which is like an expanded steel grid.
And that's got sides on it. It's got sides on it, right? So have you ever cooked on a Dutch oven down there?
Absolutely.
It's built like that. It's the same premise, right? You put
very,
a metal
very
top on it, coals on top. It's a giant Dutch oven.
Right.
China. So the coals are never coming in contact anywhere near.
No.
It's the driving the heat down onto the meat in a closed system.
Look, Jop, I found a new Dutch oven.
Yeah, well, leave it to you, Bob. You had to go clear to Miami to find one, but it's kind of cool. And it, you know, the one I'm seeing here online is it's got wheels on it, and it's got a little handle on the other end. And what are the dimensions of these things? How big are they?
They're typically 4 feet by 2 feet wide. The height will vary depending on the capacity. So we have a 100-pound model that's about 2 feet tall. The 70-pound model will be about 4 inches shorter. So those are your typical, if you want to go whole animal, that's the sizes that you're going to be picking from.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to Matt Masters, a real Latin name there, from Latin Touch from Miami, Florida. Matt has improvised the China box, or what he calls La Cachina, and you've put a handle on it and wheels, and you've made it, what do you call it, like a wheelbarrow and a grill or something like that. So you've made it versatile, and you can move it around because it gets hot.
Yeah, it definitely gets hot, but it is very portable. A lot of folks will take it outdoors and use it camping. We have it, I think it's going to be on the Outdoor Channel here soon with Remy Warren. He's going to be out there doing some hunting and cooking on it. So you can definitely take it out with you. People tailgate with it. And obviously, you know, backyard use is the most common.
Be great for wild boar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, we've done some hunting down here in the Everglades National Reserve here on some wild boar and cook them up in there as well.
So where can people find this?
Online is the best place. Like you said, shoplatintouch.com is our website. You can find it online as well on Amazon, eBay, and other sources.
So
that's always the best and fastest way to get it.
Yep. If somebody wanted to invest in one of these, what's it take? How much money are they?
You're looking at between 300, starting at about $300 will get you a 70-pound model with a wood exterior. And They also run all the way up to about 1250 if you want a full diamond cut exterior.
Little diamond
frame,
plating.
You know, with all the bells and whistles pre-assembled, shipped to your house, ready to go.
Yeah, very good. Well, very affordable for what you get. This is a cool concept.
Yeah,
because
for $1,200, you get La Hachina bling.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fill the thing with food, right? If I wanted to fire this thing up, I could just cook a couple chickens in it, and that'd be fine as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. A lot of folks will do briskets. We got folks in the Northeast doing, you know, lobster bakes and clam bakes. We've got folks doing all kinds of things. Like you said, chickens, smaller items. So it's pretty much whatever your imagination decides you want to throw in the box, you can cook in it.
Very nice.
That's awesome. Nice. Matt Masters, Latin Touch, Miami, Florida, the China Box, or La Cachina. Thanks so much. La Cachina, sorry. Thanks so much for joining the Grilling Guys.
He's a Finlander. Don't put him on the Spanish.
You can give me some Latin lessons. I can't wait to meet you, brother.
Likewise. Thank you so much, guys. Been a pleasure.
Okay, pal.
Our pleasure. Yeah.
Slaughter dat language.
Yeah.
Let me do a little German for you, Jack.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the type of fuel that you might want in your grill, as well as some man laws. Stick with us.
That is important.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, today's man law. If you think you're fat, you probably are. Don't ask.
That's right. Barbecue Bob, that's a man law. Don't take that position with the ladies, because you get asked and there's no right answer. There's just no right
don't
answer.
Don't ask. But, so yeah. Operation GI Barbecue in full swing. We are making final preps, and I know we keep talking about this, but we are dealing with the government. The Marine Corps has accepted our kind offer of sending one of our smoker unit shipments to Camp Pendleton, and the other one is headed to Charleston a few months after that. So what we desperately need right now is freight money, because it's going to cost us a couple $1,000 to get this equipment to San Diego. So go to GIBBQ.com, check out our effort. Please click the donate button, and let us know if you do send some money in so we can give you accolades, all right? GIBBQ.com.
If you've got any questions or you missed some of the show today and you want some tips or advice about equipment, hit us on Facebook, hit Bob on Twitter, The Grilling Guy, and we'd be happy to shoot you back our opinion, and it's worth what you're paying for it, which is nothing.
Yeah, so, and don't forget to check out Great Lakes BBQ online at Facebook. Great Lakes BBQ, it's my new catering effort, and give me some work. Brother's got to eat.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I just wanted to finish up with the fuel types and grills, whether you're doing charcoal, gas, or pellet, or electric. Just want to do a couple things to consider when you're thinking about which kind of grill. On charcoal, you're going to get a traditional flavor, but it's going to take a little more time to preheat that, and your temperature control might be a little more challenging with you. You got some ash to deal with, and it's more costly to cook because of the cost of the fuel. 90% of us have a gas grill on our back deck. Why? Because they're quicker to preheat, they're easier to control the temperature, they're easier to clean, they're less expensive to operate. But in my opinion, there's less flavor on the food as well. So you're giving up the flavor for the fuel and the convenience. Pellet grills, we're all over those. Bob introduced me to a pellet grill first, but I like pellet grills because it's a set it and forget it.
That is your that's your way to roll too. You're a machine, a creature of comfort. You like, you know, having the accessories and having certain things that allow you free time so that you can manage yourself and do all these things. That is perfect for that personality profile, in my opinion, because you don't necessarily want to be fussing with a fire.
Right.
And some of us are what I would call, I'm a bit more of a caveman. I like fussing with the fire. I don't mind the added work. It's I think it keeps me preoccupied so I don't hurt myself in one other way.
Right. Yeah. The last type of fuel that we have is electric, and that is Bob's phone going off.
Thank you.
We have electric grills, and you know, the thing with electric grills is you can put them anywhere. You can even grill inside if you want to. Because
George Foreman.
Yep, it's an appliance, if you will. But you don't get any flavor from the heat whatsoever.
No.
You got to use all your aromatics and seasonings and spices.
There's a great invention that needs to be made right there.
Right. They're quick to preheat. You can control the temp really easy. They're easy to clean, and it's just one of those things where anywhere you are, you can plug in a electric grill and make it work. But, Bob, I like the pellet the best. You talked about it, but simple product. There's a rheostat on them. The gravity feed or auger feed the chips in. When you need more heat, it
I'll be anxious to see Kalamazoo's gravity-fed charcoal grill.
Right.
We need to do a road trip down to Bell's.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this new products feature show. Don't forget to hit us on Facebook. It's The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter at Grillin' Guy. Go to thegrillinguys.com, go to GIBBQ.com, and then get off the internet.
We'll talk with you next week.